The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of The News Show. I know, I'm trying to be happy. Come on, smile with me. It's Monday. It's the 7th of October, 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Listen up, iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus users. You might have a malfunction on board. Yes, according to the company over there at Cupertino, iPhone 6S's and 6S Pluses might have a component issue that results in a failure to boot the device. This is supposed to be units sold between October 2018 and August of 2019. Now, of course, Apple is offering free repairs to these devices that are affected. And to see if you are, you know how this works. Head on over to Apple's support page. There you'll be able to type in your SN number and see if you're actually eligible for the free repair. Now, with that being said, it would be nice to know the exact problem that Apple is having with these devices, but as Apple always does, they ain't giving the exact problem. Guess we'll find out after they get them all repaired. Staying with Apple News now, as we kind of figured this would be happening. Mac OS Catalina? Yeah, they're going to be getting Apple Arcade.
Well, duh.
I know, it's not earth-shattering news, but it's a Monday. There's never earth-shattering news on a Monday. We all know Catalina is the next big update for Mac OS. And on top of the new music and TV apps we'll be getting on there, yes, Arcade will be there as well. What this also hints at is Catalina's about ready to hit prime time. We should be seeing it roll out later this month. Even though we ain't got a date yet, yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be pretty soon. We all know that Google's been tinkering with Chrome's tab groups, and one of the useful features we're going to be getting is different tabs for different purposes. This is actually in the current build of Chrome version 77. Not only on top of this will you have different colors for different tabs, users now can name tab groups for their reference. As far as what color you can do your tabs in, well, it's limited to 8. Yeah, not super customized colors going on here, meaning it looks like Google doesn't really want you to open any more than 8 tabs at once. Another thing we're seeing in version 77 Chrome, yeah, they've kind of fixed all those little beta bugs too. And as to be said, the UI, it looks pretty nice now. And finally, well, Monday doesn't appear to be a good day for Facebook, at least when it comes to their cryptocurrency Libra. Might remember, they were going to want to team up with PayPal to get this thing off the ground. Well, PayPal doesn't want anything to do with it now. Once a member of the Libra Association, PayPal now has decided to say, no thank you. In their statement, they say, "We remain supportive of Libra's aspirations and look forward to continued dialogue on the ways to work together in the future with Facebook." Boy, this sounds like a bunch of BS, but let's read on. Facebook's been a long-standing and valued strategic partner with PayPal, and we will continue to partner with them in the future. Just not with Libra, apparently. Now, we all know Libra hasn't got off the ground yet, and this ain't helping matters any. More and more setbacks seem to be pushing it further and further into the background. Not to mention all the scrutiny that's supposedly coming from regulators in the United Kingdom. So, Libra, in the end, it might just be a pipe dream. Yourself a story and no one else is listening, well, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our official website for all of our podcast, blog, reviews. It's all up there for your choosing at britishtechnetwork.com, powered by those fine folks over there at TSO Host. Get yourself some great and reliable and affordable web hosting today by simply going over to tsohost.com. We love them. We think you're going to love them too. Find us on Facebook as well, British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter too at British Tech. And join us in our Slack room with our BTN community. Come and join us today. It's a lot of fun. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fine old Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening. Users now will be able to name tab groups for Users now can name tab groups for Users now can name tab groups for I'm trying to get it out, but I can't.